Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat, 758 and a half up 4. Soft December wheat, 689 and a half up 3.5. December corn, 439 and 3/4 up 3/4. July, 467 and a quarter up 1/4. November soybeans, 1284 and a half up 10 and 3/4. July, 1241 up 7. October soybean meal, 426.10 up 8.50. October soybean oil, 39.51 up 39. October live cattle, 127.15 down 15. October feeders, 164.10 down 47.5. And October lean hogs are 91.30 up 35. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Interesting week from a technical standpoint. Monday, big drop. Tuesday, follow through to the downside with a minor gap. Wednesday, hook reversal. Thursday, rallied off the hook reversal, back up above the 200 and 100-day moving averages, flirting with the 50% Fibonacci retracement for the move from the August-September move. What's the market trying to tell us here?
Well, I think, you know, for the most part, it's deeply oversold. And other than the stocks report that came out with much larger corn stocks than what everybody was trading, the bean thing was pretty neutral in a sense. It is going to have a little higher beginning stocks number, but not as much of an impact as what the September 1 stocks report on corn had. That's going to bump up the beginning stocks of corn, you know, 163 million or so. And see, you know, WASDE two weeks ago basically lowered the ending stocks projection, and then NAS comes in and says no, it's higher than that. So WASDE did the same thing on the June report. They lowered it, and then when the numbers came out in June, stocks report, they came out larger than what the trade was looking at. But the market has reached some pretty good levels. I mean, we're on corn, for example, we're down against long-term trend line areas of this 440 area on the Dees corn. On the lead futures chart, it comes into play somewhere around 4.25 or so. So probably corn has price vulnerabilities of 15 cents to down to that long-term support line, and then we'll see what happens at that point. Soybeans, basically, you look at November beans, kind of retraced half of what its August advance was. Kind of found support here, trying to climb its way back above this string of moving averages. We're above the 100-day today, and the 50-day sits up there around 1292. So if November beans could climb their way back above 1292, that would at least put beans in a position that maybe we could get a little more recovery rally. I think you got to go all the way back to the pre-report highs before you really turn the picture around, and that would be up in the upper 1320s. I think is in play. A lot of traders at this point are questioning whether or not we'll even have a October crop report, whether it'll come through, be postponed, or maybe just canceled, and we'll wait on the November report. So that's got some traders, I think, wondering what to do, because a lot of them are probably braced for a bearish October crop report, and if one's going to be postponed for a whole month, some of those shorts may have to cover their positions, and that might generate a little October rally here.
I wonder if, as people move to the sidelines, whether we might see less volatility or more volatility on less liquidity.
My guess is that it'll be fairly quiet. I think the government shutdown is one thing. I think once we approach discussions on the raising of the debt ceiling, that creates volatility probably in the stock market, and then that could spill on over into commodity markets at that point.
Do you think that, and I want to stay with the beans a bit, do you think that the technicals are signaling that 1162 is not in play?
Well, I don't know if I go that far. We need to, this is a time usually during the first 10 days of October that soybeans have a strong tendency to kind of pull out of a harvest low. Now, that's kind of an average. So you got to be careful on that, but it is at that time. The only question I have is harvest really isn't far enough along, you know, from an average point of view, that maybe the average seasonal won't work. But this is a period of price strength in here. Today we're getting a kick up of a little more interest in export meal demand for soybean meal, and that's kind of stirring up the rally here in soybeans. And I think as well as the rain system and the colder weather for the upper Midwest is offering some underlying support.
And in the corn market, the low grind, what will make it catch, in your opinion? What will it
It's going to be nearly impossible for corn to catch and do much on the upside. These yields, at least what I'm hearing, are just going through the roof east of the Corn Belt. And if that is truly the what is going on out there, then we're looking at some larger production numbers. And USDA, you know, already added 160 million bushels to the beginning supply situation there on Monday. So, I mean, unless there's a significant cutback in harvested acres, the ending stocks level is going to be up against that 2 billion bushel mark or even above it. And when you're in that type of supply-demand environment, it basically signals to the market that it needs to go lower to seek out new demand. So I think farmers that have the good yields, at least what I'm hearing, they need to take current day prices and multiply it by those yields. And if they can make everything work, they might be better off to just move the grain, buy a call option in case something happens in South America. But I think at some point in time, if these yields hold up as we move west, there's going to be some forced selling. So I think the board is still vulnerable to price breaks. I think basis levels are vulnerable to weakening as we get toward the end of harvest as storage starts filling up. And so, but the yields from at least from what I've heard, from what I'm hearing, is just clearly off the charts. And it that just changes the complexion of the supply and demand table to the point where it's going to be hard to get corn to do much unless there's a big cutback in planted acres or harvested acres, which we don't know. That's supposed to be kind of showed up on the October report, but we may have to wait now till November to actually see what kind of acreage adjustments USDA is going to do, and they'll have a better number by November anyway. So we'll have to see what happens here with the government shutdown.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. December corn for 39.5 up a half. July for 67.25 up a quarter. November soybeans 12.84 and a quarter up 10.5. July at 12.40 and a quarter up 6 and one quarter. October soybean meals 426.10 up 850. October soybean oil, 39.60 up 48. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.